This is Ozarks Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Lee Wood, General Manager at 91.3 KUAF. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
And welcome back. I mean, I know you've been in the studio a couple times since we've all been vaccinated here, but it's still...
I know. Every time that we sit in one room and talking to mics, it still feels like it's been a while.
Yes.
So I'm happy to be here.
And I'm happy you're here. And you're here to talk about a couple of... one new thing and one updated thing.
Okay. Yes.
You'll allow me that. All right. Let's start with the newish thing. It's the first time in like 7 years we're asking listeners to tell us what they think.
Yes. So we're asking for feedback in a listener survey. The last time we did it was in the summer of 2014. So it's been a little while. And yes, we have put together a survey. It's 30-so questions. I can't remember the exact number. It takes about 10 minutes to fill out. And we're trying to get as many responses from as many listeners as we possibly can, because it's important to us to hear from our listeners on how they feel about the programming, how and where they listen, since so much of that has changed, especially in the last 18 months. You know, we want to know more about you, the listener. And also, we really are asking for listener feedback on how we can do better in our reporting, in our coverage, in our programming, in our interaction with the community. You know, we cherish the feedback of our listeners. Of course, we say it all the time that listeners are the lifeblood of this station, and monetarily that's absolutely true, but also in our interaction in the building of community. So we think it's really important.
I mean, really, without listeners, I'm just sitting in a studio talking to myself.
Especially if I'm not here, Kyle.
That's right. Not that I don't do that, you know, at other times, but all right. So, and how do you take this survey?
Oh, good question. You can go to KUAF.com. We have a link there that will send you to the survey, which is on a different site. We can also, if you get any of the newsletters, those have been highlighted in all of the newsletters. So you can also do that at KUAF.com. Go sign up for the Ozarks at Large newsletter or the station newsletter.
And won't one survey taker receive something?
Yes. So when you complete the survey, you'll be entered into a drawing to win this really big prize package we've put together that I think is, I mean, every KUAF goodie we have in the station we've thrown in there. So we're talking about posters and CDs and koozies and coffee mugs and a special Ozarks at Large blend, coffee blend from our Segas.
Yes.
So almost any sort of goodie we have here at the station, we're putting it together in this huge prize package. And if you take the survey and complete it, you'll be entered to win in that drawing.
All right. That's the new thing. The updated thing is the KUAF app.
Yes. So we've had a KUAF app for iPhone and iPad for a while, and we needed to upgrade it. So we've worked out some little bugs. Most users use it to listen live. Mm-hmm. So you have immediate access to our three digital streams. One, which is our FM programming, and then KUAF2, which is our 24-hour classical programming, and then KUAF3, which is Jazz Works and our local music programming. So you can very easily find those and listen to them through this app. A couple of new things, though, is the KUAF Connects feature that we've been talking about a lot, that's a phone line where we've been asking for listeners to call in and answer some questions we've been asking, share their memories, their experiences with the station. You can now do that through the app as well. So it's cool. It's like it's similar to apps that 1A and Science Friday have, where basically it is a voice recording feature. There are a number of prompts or questions listed in the app. You choose which one you want to answer. You hit record, say your answer or your feedback into your phone. When you're done, you hit stop, and then you'll get the option to send it directly to the station. And then it comes directly to us, and we can use it on the air, or the news team might want to reach out to this person and see if there's more information that we might need to get. So it's just another way to connect with the station. That's pretty cool.
That is cool, and it's simple to use. So if you have the KUAF app on your iPhone or iPad right now, you're going to need to do the update.
Yes, and depending on what your settings are, it'll update automatically, because it is just an updated version of our previous app. So once you get the updated version, get in there and start exploring around, and you'll see the Connects feature, which is at the bottom in the middle of that app, and it'll take you to that place where you can interact and send us what you want to tell us, and we'll hopefully get a lot of them and edit them and air them like we have been doing with the messages on the Connects line.
The app is free.
Yes, it is.
Lee Wood, General Manager, 91.3 KUAF. Thanks, Lee.
Thanks, Kyle.